to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, home of the 2025 Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We've got a full lineup today. Santa Anita kicks off at 1 o'clock, 10 races today. The feature goes as race number 9. It's the Lure Stakes Restricted, 1 mile on the turf. Keeneland, also 10 races today, kicking off at 10 o'clock. the Perryville and the Raven Run, a couple 7-furlong dirt races. Belmont at Aqueduct, 11 races today. Their feature is the Sands Point, goes as race number 7. That's a 1 1/8 on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. And Gulfstream Park has 12 today, kicking off at 9:50 Pacific time, and a couple Florida Sire Stakes. We've got Breeders' Cup news 2 weeks in front of the Breeders' Cup, believe it or not, right around the corner. We're going to have those updates as well. Let me bring in my co-host, John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, a lot happening, and we're gearing up for what's going to be a pretty exciting couple of weeks going into the Breeders' Cup.
Del Mar in 2 weeks. Let's talk about kind of the logistics, John. When do the horses come down to Del Mar? When is the barn area open? Let's talk pre-entries, and most importantly, when are we going to be able to get those PPs to get going to work?
Well, chronologically, the barn area at Del Mar opens today at 10 a.m., so you're going to start getting horses coming in later on, late morning and this afternoon. The track opens for training on Monday. Monday is also the day for the pre-entries. Everybody that wants to enter a race for the Breeders' Cup, you will enter on Monday. The announcement of those entries will be made on Wednesday morning, and by Friday we should have the, if you want to get the print edition of the Breeders' Cup Advance, a publication I highly recommend. It gives you a head start with lifetime PPs of all the Breeders' Cup entered horses. That'll be available Friday. I'm thinking it might be available online before Friday, but the print will be out on Friday. And the final entries with post positions will be drawn a week from this Monday. And we will be all set to go. So that's the order of when things happen. Just a note, Bob, if they're shipping down from Santa Anita today, I just saw a notice that the 5 freeway on the way down from L.A. to San Diego around the Camp Pendleton area will be closed from 11 to 3 today because there's a military celebration at Camp Pendleton. I understand they're actually going to fire some live ammunition from the coast over toward Camp Pendleton as a celebration right over the 5 freeway. So attention van drivers, make sure you check to see what's going on.
Yeah, get started early or late. Don't get caught on the 5 going south. Not a lot of fun, especially in that area. Nowhere to go, John. You have no exits, and you're just going to sit there for a while. Well, let's talk some news on the horse front because big news, horse of the year, Torpedo Anna, after her very disappointing race at Keeneland in the Spenster. She has been retired. No surprise after that effort, but what a great career, and she will not be back to defend her crown this year.
Right. She's the 2024 Eclipse Award Horse of the Year off of her campaign last year. Came back and wasn't quite as consistent. She did win grade ones this year, but threw in a real clunker in the Spinster. She just, tracked the pace and stopped, and she was done early. And no surprise that they decided that's enough, and she will be retired. I understand she'll be paraded at Keeneland over the final couple of days of the meet next week. But she had a terrific career. She took on everybody, and, they didn't dodge anybody, that's for sure. And what a mare she turned out to be, and was not an expensive purchase. She was by Fast Anna, so not the real fancy pedigree that so many people are looking for, but she was a racehorse.
Undefeated Cavalieri for Bob Baffert will not go in the distaff, so that's a couple big defections, John, in the distaff. And on the jockey front, it was announced yesterday that Jose Ortiz will be taking over for Umberto Rispoli on journalism. Big news, John, heading into the Classic. I mean, Rispoli's been the regular rider. We have been critical of some of his rides along the way, going back even to the Santa Anita Derby, which he won, overcame trouble. There was that disastrous trip in the Preakness, he overcame that to win. And I think, John, you and I felt, although he was second best in the Pacific Classic, Rispoli rode that race like he was on a 1-9 shot and really did not have much urgency as the horses went around the far turn. He wasn't going to win that day. He was second best. John, to me, this is a case where a jockey just and the horse, they just did not seem to get along. And I kind of felt this was going to happen for a long time. They didn't seem to be in sync, horse and rider. Your opinion on that?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult because the horse was successful, and journalism has had a terrific year. You know, you win the Preakness despite the trouble that he had in there. You win the Haskell, and that wasn't a beautiful trip. To me, journalism maybe bailed out Umberto Rispoli a couple of times. Very honest horse, but, you know, he rode a terrific race in the Kentucky Derby. But you're right, Bob, it was a little bit inconsistent, and you know, you would think he would fall into a rhythm riding a horse like Journalism, who's very versatile so many times, but it just never looked like they were always in sync. And so, not surprising, there's a change. Jose Ortiz is available for the Breeders' Cup Classic. He picks up the mount on Journalism. I feel bad for Umberto Rispoli. You don't get horses like this very often. And they did, they did accomplish a lot this year, but I'm not surprised there was a jockey switch.
John, some important works. We're 2 weeks out, so some major works. Anything to report from today?
Yeah, let's go ahead and look at the horses that are in the Classic or scheduled to be in the Classic. Sierra Leone, who won the race, the Breeders' Cup Classic last year, worked a half mile this morning at Saratoga on their training track, a half mile in 49 seconds. And he galloped out, according to Dave Grenick, a daily racing form, 5 furlongs in 101 and 2, 6 furlongs, 114 and 1, out 7 furlongs, 127 and 4. So he's on track. Yesterday, the key horses for the Breeders' Cup Classic and Todd's Pletcher worked. Mind Frame and Locked worked together. Mind Frame about a length in front of Locked at the Wire, 5 furlongs, 101 and 2. They galloped out, 6 furlongs, 114 and change, 7 furlongs again, 127 and 3. And the tandem of Fierceness and Antiquarian worked together. They worked 5 furlongs in a minute. Reporting from Daily Racing Form said Fierceness appeared to be going the easier of the two. They galloped out 6 furlongs, 114 and 1, and 7 furlongs, 128. And you mentioned Journalism out here in California. He worked yesterday, and he worked a fast 5 furlongs, 59 and 1, had some company, and he looked good doing it. And so a lot of the Classic horses got in their key works over the last couple of days. Let's hope they all come out well and hit the entry box on Monday.
John, it's Champions Day at Ascot. They're underway right now. Saw a couple of the races. And any possibility that horses from running back in 2 weeks could come over for the Breeders' Cup?
Well, the filly Field of Gold ran today in the Queen Elizabeth II there, and she was possible for one of the Breeders' Cup races. But she was upset. She ran fourth and was kind of a flat fourth. The winner of that, of the QE2, was Cicero's Gift at 89-1. And then in the Champion Stakes, the Longines' highest-rated horse in the world, Ombudsman, ran in that. He was second. He was beat by Kalondigan, just beaten on the square. They both ran well, Kalondigan first, Ombudsman second. Ombudsman was looking at the Breeders' Cup turf. I have not heard any updates if he is going to come out to Del Mar for that. The good part, that race was conducted over a pretty the turf was rated good, but they were going right over the top of the ground like they would at Del Mar. So it was a pretty similar, and I would consider that form as legitimate when you're looking at handicapping for the Breeders' Cup if Ombudsman does come out, and we'll see what happens. But the very highly rated horse was upset there, so two upsets over there at Ascot today.
Speaking of ratings, John, we noticed something on the Sunday overnight, and this was for the races to be drawn on Friday. There were 3 extra races, meaning not in the regular book, but could go if some races don't fill. They were called ratings handicap, and we had heard a little bit about this a while ago, but really had not had any kind of updates. Caught me by surprise. The ratings for horses, you know, 70 to 79. Anyway, we kind of dug into it, John, to find out really what it's all about. These ratings are done by Equibase, and algorithms are involved. They're updated daily. So give us a little bit of a rundown. And John, I think I could have given you 15 guesses, and you would have not come up with the top-rated horse on the grounds at Santa Anita, who was Love Sick Blues, the highest-rated racehorse on those ratings, ahead of Journalism, ahead of Nisos, seemed to me to be a very heavy slant towards turf horses, John, getting the highest ratings. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, these extra races showed up on the overnight, Sunday's overnight for next Friday's races, kind of out of the blue. And I saw ratings handicap. Well, what is that? So I called a couple of trainers when it came out, and they said, I don't know. We had no clue what they were talking about. after the overnight came out, then all of a sudden now they're posting ratings not only for horses based at Santa Anita, but from around the country. And supposedly, you know, whatever your number of your horse has been assigned, if you fit that number criteria, you can enter those races. I'll just, for an example, extra 12 for Friday. There's three-year-olds and up fillies and mares, six and a half down the hill for ratings for horses rated 95 down to 80. So if you fall into that category, you can run that race. You know, I don't know about this thing. I'll give you an idea of what some of the numbers are. Nisos, you had mentioned, Bob, has a rating of 98. But so does Spycatcher, and so does Noble Reflection. He is 2 points lower than Zio Joe, who's rated at 100. And to compare it national, how about Journalism's rated at 104, and Sovereignty, who's been beating him up, is rated at 103.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right. That, you know, I also tried to pull it up by trainer, and when you pull up by trainer, they kind of all it does. They update the trainers, but it doesn't update the horses. So, if you pull the ratings up by the trainer, Manny Badia trains Nisos. So obviously there are bugs in the system. You know, they put this thing out, and it sure would have been nice if you would have alerted the horsemen, explained what's going to happen. Tell them what the ratings mean, where you can get them, and how you can compare them before you just throw this thing out. And we'll see if these three races, the extras 12, 13, and 14 for Friday, what the entry box looks like for those three races. So, you know, a lot to be desired as far as how this rollout is going on. It's not surprising, unfortunately. But, you know, communication and information sure helps, but you know, they're telling you you have more horses available for these kind of races. But if I have a horseman that can't read the condition book and know where to place my horses, he's not going to be working for me anyway. I don't know how this is really going to help knowing where you can run just because you handed my horse a number.
There was a Zoom call yesterday, John, to explain to horsemen. It was done by Equibase and Santa Anita representatives. Unfortunately, it took place between 1 and 2 o'clock, right when first post at Santa Anita was 1 o'clock. So that didn't seem to be the most optimum time. And if this is some plan or alternative to replacing claiming races, John, I would want no part of it. We need claiming races. Guys, owners, trainers, they want new horses. They want to pick up a horse. They want to lose a horse. They want to turn the barn over. They want some fresh faces. That's how you do it through the claiming game. So let's keep fingers crossed, John. This is not some idea to replace claiming races.
Well, not only that, Bob, it's a way for new owners to get started and get some action quickly. You know, you claim a horse, and with a little luck, you can race within a month of owning your horse. You can get to learn to understand the game, how everything works. And like you say, there's the turnover. You need to buy and sell and turn things over and keep the barn going. And if you eliminate all that stuff, and the claiming game polices itself. You run a horse too low, somebody's going to claim the horse. You keep running your horses over their head, they're not going to touch it anyways, and you just keep getting beat. So I don't understand why that's a problem with all the protocols going on right now. You know, you can't just drop a horse that's going to get injured or something like that. The protection is already in place. So, again, you know, for a guy that's been in it almost 40 years, this is a hard sell for me.
All right, John, let's get into some handicapping. Let's promote the Breeders' Cup seminar you and John Hardoon will be doing at the South Point. That is always popular the night before, the Friday night of Breeders' Cup, I should say, and want to get a radio pick from you as well. So tell us about your seminar. Get us the phone number for the South Point, and let's get a pick from Keeneland.
We'll do a seminar for the Saturday card of the Breeders' Cup. That'll happen Friday night. That's Halloween night, 6 p.m. in the Grandview Lounge right next to the racebook at the South Point. You want to get out there. I think the rooms may have been already booked already. You can call Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. They are busy that weekend. Ask Steve Johnson how you can get your Thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate, and hopefully we will see you out there. The Grand Ballroom will be open for watching and raging both Friday and Saturday of Breeders' Cup. For a radio play, Bob, I did a Linda report for Keeneland and Santa Anita. I'm going to go to Keeneland. I'm going to go to race number 4. Number 2, Eunomia, I thought finished really well coming back in a grass race at Keeneland earlier in the meet. Only win was on the Keeneland dirt. She switches back to dirt today. trainer Vicky Oliver points to Keeneland every year. Johnny Velasquez is her main man. He's aboard here. 8-1 on the program. I think a very live horse today. Number two, Eunomia, race number four, Keeneland. And, Bob, you did your sheet today for Santa Anita, so tell us what you have, and let's get a radio play from you as well.
Yeah, my best plays are races 1, 7, and 10. I put $144 into the late pick 5, and I'm going to try to make it 2 weeks in a row with Jeff Mullins for my radio pick. I'll go to the 7th race. These are maidens, maiden claimers, going 1 mile on the turf, and I'm going to go with number 3, Both Sides of Bad. Now, this horse I thought ran really well at Del Mar in the same kind of spot. Had no pace to run out, but finished very well. That could be the situation again today. I don't see too much pace in here, and it's tough when you take a horse who has to come from the clouds. But maybe Hector Berrios will keep Both Sides of Bad a little bit closer today, and he's a juicy 5-1 on the morning line. I don't think we're getting that price, but let's go to race number 7. It's the 3 horse, Both Sides of Bad. Hector Berrios rides 5-1 on the morning line. That will be my radio play. John, time for our first time out. And when we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein, you're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, we want to talk about our Cowbred of the Week, and they ran Sunday's feature early. It went as the first race on the card, and the winner of that race is our Cowbred of the Week.
Right, that was the $100,000 California Distaff Handicap, and it was won by Sneaker. Sneaker is by Oscar Performance out of the Giants Causeway Mare, Lime Beach, was bred by the Fountain of Youth Breeding LLC, is owned by RL Stables, and is trained by George Papapodromo. She now has 4 wins from 17 lifetime starts. Career earnings now over $290,000, a very game win by Sneaker in the California Distaff Handicap last Sunday.
And, John, we've been talking about these maiden bonus awards, which are going to start with the winner Santa Anita meet, but good money on the line if you can get a cowbred to win a straight maiden race.
Right. Those bonus awards go up starting with the Santa Anita winner meet. You will pick up $12,500 in a bonus award if you win a maiden special weight, a cowbred maiden special, or even one of those restricted maiden special weights. That number moves to $15,000 during the Del Mar summer meet. $12,500 is your award for the Del Mar Fall Meet, and at all Los Alamitos meets next year, that bonus is $10,000.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Bob, it was announced that the Del Mar Pick 6 will go from a dollar minimum to $2, except on the Breeders' Cup days. So this is a switch for Del Mar. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, they're just going back to the way the Pick 6 originally started, and, you know, that worked for a very, very long time, so I see no issue with it. It also promotes more carryovers, which the racetracks seem to relish these days, so I think it's a good thing, and, you know, the people that want to play for the $2 will play, and like I said, it probably will create more carryovers, and I think the tracks want that.
One thing I like about it, Bob, and I was fine with it either way, a dollar or $2, but it really does make you handicap a little more. You can't toss horses in. You really need to be strict on which horses you're using, because at the $2 increment, the multiplying table gets a lot quicker.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it does force you to handicap more, and you have to make some decisions that are hard, and sometimes they're costly than something you might be able to hit on a 50-cent bet or a $1 bet. You won't be able to do on a $2 ticket unless you're willing to put up a lot more money.
Bob, wanted you to preview the feature today at Santa Anita. It goes as the ninth race. It's the Lure Stakes, a field of 7. I had a ton of trouble in this race, Bob. Other than throwing out the 30-1 Mystic Spirit, who I don't think can win, you can make a case for everybody else. I had knocks on everybody in the race. I hope you have a better opinion than I do, because I spread it very deep.
No, I agree with you. I think it's a race, you know, a lot of these horses haven't won in a long time. St. Anthony hasn't won in forever. Endlessly has kind of gone off form, and Goliad and Sumter haven't won in a while. Nessos has last hurrah is sharp, but I don't think he's quite as good going them 2 turns as he is sprinting. I know he's one routing, but I think he's got other speed to face in here. So I ended up picking Endlessly without any real great conviction. I just think a mile's his absolutely best distance. I think he's going to get pace to chase. So I think if he's ever going to bounce back, it's going to be today. So I ended up going with Endlessly. Watsonville, even on his best day, is good enough. So, yeah, it's a spread race, but I just ended up narrowing it down to Endlessly and hoping I'm right.
Hey, John, last week Bob pushed us on Mana Rose and the California flag, so why don't you jump in and get his play from Santa Anita today?
Mana Rose at 640 in the California flag last Saturday, so let's get another radio winner from you, Bob Mazursky. Where do you want to go at Santa Anita?
Not hearing Bob. Is Bob back?
I'm going to bring him back.
Okay. We're having some phone issues, John, where the guests and you are on the same phone line. So we may not be able to interact too much between you and the guests. So Elise will let me know when we have Bob Mazursky back, and we will get his radio.
In the meantime, Bob, let me give you the NTRA qualifier today. Let's do that. And if you want to play and qualify for the National Horse Players Championship, there's a $210 online NAC qualifier today restricted to players that have not yet won a 2026 NHC seat, and that's available at www.horseplayers.com.
All right, I think we have Bob back. Is that correct? Hello, Bob.
Still working on it.
Okay, not hearing Bob. John, let's see. We don't want to go to Bruce quite yet. So let's keep talking about some of our, let's talk about our friends at Legacy Ranch who,
I have Bob Mazursky.
Okay, we do have Bob back, correct? Bob Mazursky, are you there? Hi, Bob.
I'm
Can
here.
You hear me? Okay, so we want to get your Santa Anita play. Sorry about that, but we are having some phone issues, but we're going to get through it. Who do you like today at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to the fifth race and take a shot at number six, Coyote Cafe. I thought he had some she had some trouble in her race at Del Mar when she stretched out on the grass. I like the fact she's had a turf race under her belt going a mile, so I think she can spring a mild upset in race five, number six, Coyote Cafe.
Okay, that is Bob Mazursky's selection today. Race five, it's the six-horse Coyote Cafe, a nice 6-1 on the morning line. Good luck today, Bob, and again, his selection's available at today's racingdigest.com. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, so I don't know if we have John or Bruce, so Elise, you'll let me know.
Bruce.
Okay, we have Bruce Finkelstein, and I think we're just going to go on with the interview, and we'll pick up John.
We have John, too.
Okay, we got them both. So, Bruce Finkelstein, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We are doing well, and our first thing we wanted you to do was to preview the Raven Run, which goes as the ninth race at Keeneland. There are some scratches in there. We've got a California Invader in there. How did you see the race, Bruce?
It's a great race. And by the way, let me give you the late scratch. I'll just give you the numbers. The 2, 3, 4, and 6 are out. All the also eligibles got in, which is unusual. The 13, 14, and 15 apparently are all running. It's an excellent race. And, boy, it's hard to knock Ragtime. We nailed an exacta with her last time on the show when she won the Dogwood Stakes. But she's a neck away from being undefeated. And the horse she was beaten by, Kill Win, can really run. There's no knocks against her whatsoever. She's going to get bet heavily. I don't know how she's 3-1 on the morning line, and deservedly so. She's a 7-furlong specialist. She's a must-use. But there's a horse that I like from way back in the winter that comes back today, and that is the 10 Simply Joking. She really caught my attention, guys, when she debuted at Fairgrounds as a maiden in a 100-grand stakes race. Not only did she win that race, she did not have a great trip that day. She didn't break all that well. Down the backstretch, she checked and kind of lost ground after that, and then she re-rallied and won a duel down the lane by a neck. That was huge. And then she turned out to be a very nice two-turn horse. She was second in the Fantasy Stakes. She won the Silver Bullet Day. She stubbed her toe in the Kentucky Oaks. I wonder if maybe her best race, though, may have been that debut sprinting. And guess what? She's sprinting today at 7/8. I think she can sit a trip here if necessary. There's some pace in here. She fired fresh first out. She's now being trained by Mike McCarthy, who takes over the training here. Worth a look at a good number. The 10 Simply Joking. We mentioned the 9 Ragtime. The very classy number 11 Quiet Side also has to be used. She can also sprint, and she's got a lot of class with multiple graded stakes wins. So ninth race, excellent race at Keeneland. I'm going to take a shot with the 10 Simply Joking.
And Usha comes in there from Southern California for Bob Baffert. John, I think I'm just going to handle this with Bruce and get both of his selections. Bruce, last week you gave us a Keeneland winner, Chapman's Peak, paid $5.92, and that was over Scott Shapiro's selection. So we had a nice Thoroughbred LA exacta there. Let's get your first pick, and let's make it at Keeneland, Bruce.
Yeah, and, you know, you texted me right before the show, and I thank you for that, to check the scratches. And I've got some great scratches. Go to the fifth race. Anytime you've got a speed horse, a late scratch doesn't hurt you, to be honest with you, because you just want as least resistance as possible. And in the fifth race, scratch the 6 into the Sunrise and the 10 Nobles. Those were two horses that could show speed. I think this makes it so much easier for the 7, Determined Kingdom, who when last seen at Keeneland almost a year ago, was an impressive allowance winner at this level. He's been running this year against stakes competition. He's held his own, hasn't won yet. He went a fast pace at Colonial while losing as the favorite, but he hung in there pretty well. With the scratches in here today, I think Luis Saez, who was aboard on him the last time he won, can get a fairly soft trip here at 5.5 furlongs. Those are some very friendly scratches. So in the fifth race, the 7, Determined Kingdom, he's 8-1 on the morning line, but with a scratch of Nobles, Bob, he'll probably go quite a bit shorter than that.
And you want to come out to Santa Anita for your second pick?
Yeah, let's go to probably, I would say this is just my best play period of the day. In the 10th race at Santa Anita, I love the 6, Stay in Line, for Andy Mathis. This horse ran second at Los Alamitos, but that was a crazy big race by the winner, Love on the Run. That was an open allowance race. She chased the front runner. She was a clear second, but no one was going to beat the winner in a very impressive race. She's won her 2 other dirt sprints prior to that, one of which was at this level back in April. She beat Calbreds. She's another horse with front speed, and I think this race is kind of lacking in pace. I think she's very well spotted. Race 10, Love the 6, Stay in Line at 4-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita. Last 6 races at Keeneland. We've had a very solid meet at Keeneland this year. That's the combo platter with audio. Also best bets at Santa Anita. And I know you mentioned it earlier. Cannot get help. Wait to get to work on those Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition. That is my bread and butter. I love that. So we'll get started this week when it's available, all at betonbruce.com.
Sounds great, Bruce. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you again next week.
Take care, Bob.
Okay, let's take our time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, Scott Shapiro. That'll be the next segment on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum when people come to see.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borg when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires Tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Edberg Million futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and kindergarten winner, Beautiful, will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about a word from Twin Spires, where alternate selections are now available, and that's going to be really important for Breeders' Cup pick fours and pick fives.
Right. You remember a few years ago we had the problem with that late scratch in the last race on the first day of the Breeders' Cup. Well, that goes with pick four and pick five selections. You can now put your alternate selections in Southern California pick fours and pick fives through twinspires.com. So sign up, get your account, get ready to go. And not only can you do that for the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar, but you can do it for all the Del Mar races coming up at the fall meet.
Let's go to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing really well, and I think we're all doing better than Chad Brown at Keeneland, right? I mean, 13 starts, no wins, and 7 seconds. What is going on with Chad Brown back there?
Well, his horses are certainly running. He's just been unlucky. When you get 7 seconds out of 13 starts, I'm sure you could have won a couple of those races, and I don't feel bad for him. I'm sure he'll turn it around shortly.
Yeah, he always does. John, wanted you to preview the Sands Point, which is the feature today at Aqueduct. That goes as the 7th race, 3-year-old fillies, a field of 8. How'd you see it?
Well, the big favorite in here will be number 5, Ready for Candy. I mean, she ran a big race last time out. She's won her last 2 races, but at a short price, I think she's vulnerable. I like 2 horses in here. I like the 1-horse Boca Queen at 8-1. Kevin Attard ships in from Woodbine, and he's a terrific trainer. Kendra Carmouche rides. And I like the number 4 horse, Griselda. I would make a 1-4 exact the box and bet the longer of the 2 horses to win.
All right, we're going to try again with John Lindo to see if he can come in and get your first pick. John, you want to jump in there?
John Hardoon, you gave us a winner last week on the radio show, the Glen Cove Stakes winner, Lady Severe, at 676. So I know you've done Belmont at Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Santa Anita at the very least. How about a radio play? Where do you want to go for the first one?
Okay, so let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct, 5th race today, a mile and a 16th on the outer turf course, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Tuck Check. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Lindsay Schultz barn. She's on the improve. Last time out, she ran very well on breaking from the 10 post. She moves in today. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Manny Franco aboard to ride. I like number 5, Tuck Check, to win today's 5th race out at Belmont Park.
And, John, how about your second selection? Where would you like to go?
Let's go to Keeneland, look at race number 8, a mile and a 16th on the turf. And the number 7 horse in here, Siege of Boston, a 6-year-old from the Jimmy Toner barn. I ride Ortiz aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I think he's going to get a great trip in here. Number 7, Siege of Boston, wins today's 8th race out at Keeneland.
Very good. Thank you, John. Tell us again what's available today at the Rags and Sheets.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Keeneland, Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita selections. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Very good. Good luck today, John. Talk again next week, and I know you're looking forward to coming out to Vegas and get a little warm weather and a nice seminar with you and John Lindo.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. While we wait for Scott Shapiro here for a second, John, let's have a word about our simulcast locations. And I was back out at the Derby Room last Sunday. Hadn't hadn't been for quite a while. Had a great time, and I think I liked it so much, John, I'll go back tomorrow.
Sounds good. And I tell you what, if you're going to have a trouble getting up to Santa Anita from San Diego today with a 5 freeway closing at 11 o'clock. So if you're in San Diego, try the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. If you start heading down this way and you get stopped in San Clemente, go to the OC Tavern. They can't shut you out there. You'll be there at 10 o'clock. Los Alamitos obviously open. And, you already mentioned the Derby Room, so a lot of good options for you to get your wagers in today around Southern California.
We've got Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. You were up early doing the Shappy Hour. Wanted to know if there was a way to get for listeners to find those Shappy Hours on archive.
Yeah, well, they should be available for at least 10 days, but they're really only good for the day of. Because it's the card that morning, but I always share the recording after on my Twitter timeline. So at ScottShap34, same place you would find the spaces. So anybody that's on X or on Twitter, whatever you want to call it, should know where that would be. And the recordings are very easy. You just have to hit play.
All right, John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Shapiro?
Well, I got to get a winner from Scott. I know he's done the work. He did a lot of work at Keeneland today, so I think that maybe that's where he's going. How about a radio play, Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my old stomping grounds in Kentucky, and I'm going to go, this doesn't normally work out well. I hope I run second, but I'm going to go up against John Hardy in the same race he did. Race 8, third level allowance on the turf. I don't know about Steve DeBoston getting a great trip because I'm worried there's not a lot of speed in here. And I think number one, Fison's the one that's going to get the best trip. This is a son of quality road that has not panned out thus far as a $1.15 million purchase was out in California originally. But since he's moved to the turf and gone the two turns, he's been a different animal. And he's got Luis Saez aboard at inside draw. I think he's going to get the dream run here in a race without a lot of speed. We'll go with number one, Fison, number 8-1 in race 8 at Keeneland.
Boy, you and Hardoon are both going against my nephew's horse, the great Shane O'Neill, shipped out there. He owns a piece of Genius Jimmy, and he made the road trip.
Doesn't he have another horse in his name, too?
Yes, Shane's the Brains is also entered later in the card. So, yeah, so he made the road trip. He did the flight out there, and good for him. It looks like it's been great weather at Keeneland, great racing, and it's going to be a very interesting race number 8 there on the turf with a lot of different people going head-to-head.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember when I was living out there, Shane was younger, and I happened to see that he was on with Frank Scatoni as a grown-up, doing one of those seminars at Del Mar. It was very cool to see. I remember Shane's girlfriend being the first one, I think, named after him. That was good early for the O'Neill barn.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Shapper, tell us again where your work can be found, and we want to get those Shappy Hour archives.
Yeah, at ScottShap34 is where you can pretty much find everything, but most of my work goes up on the ExpressBet and FirstBet blogs in terms of written work. Do some stuff at Daily Racing Form as well, but share just about everything at ScottShap34, so that's the place to go.
Very good. Good luck today. Thank you, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Good luck today, guys. Thanks.
Final segment coming up. It'll be Toby Callett, and as always, we'll head down to Los Alamitos and talk to Michael Rona. That's the final segment, Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We want to bring in Toby Callett, and they're probably about at the gate. I don't have the feed on, but Toby, looks like First Post is ready to go. You've got a couple of Florida Sire stakes today. What are the conditions at Gulfstream Park? Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Happy to tell you we're fast and firm. And
very
nice
good.
Full fields, 12 races. I guess the chance to make up for some of the lost races. These guys will get a chance to run their horses today. The Sire Stake races are intriguing, and I believe, at least for me, they're bettable.
Okay, well, that's good news. And last week you gave us a quick rundown on a number of races, and your race 10 rundown, your top four, well, Toby, that only produced a superfecta of $532. So good work there. John Lindo, I know you wanted to get the play from Toby Callett.
Yeah, Toby, some decent wagering races today. Where do you want to go for your radio play? I'm all ears.
Okay, well, I thought that we would go to the one I like best is the eighth race. And this is the Susan's Girl division. These are the two-year-old fillies. They're going 7 furlongs in here. And we've got the 12 Mythical returning from Saratoga. She was a very, very impressive winner before going to Saratoga, winning the Tremont and the Adirondack. She didn't disappoint in the spinaway, but she draws an open outside post. Inicio Jaramillo, who's a tremendous speed rider, will come out of there winging. She is the fastest of the fast. If she's able to avoid any duels, she's gone. The main rivals against her are the 5, Love Like Lucy, the 3, Finding Strength, and please don't overlook the 6, Dare Greatly. If they get into a speed duel, Dare Greatly will be the one filly running through the lane. She is, for me, she's my key. For instance, if Mythical is good enough to bottom out this field, Dare Greatly, I'll be using her to hit the ticket underneath. And I think that she'll add tremendous value to the race as well. So we're 12 over the 5-3-6 to get more than a few sticks. And hope you enjoy the event.
Love it, Toby. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Great, guys. Thank you.
That was Toby Kell. Let's bring in Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Michael, I bet you wish you were one of the 50,000 last night at Royal Randwick singing Sweet Caroline at the top of your lungs.
Well, I wish I were one of the 50,000 people at Randwick. Let's leave it at that. But it's amazing how that song has caught on and become the theme of one of the great races in the world. Certainly, I would say the world's biggest and best innovation, because the Everest has only existed since 2017, and it's just taken on a life of its own. It was won by the brilliant Hong Kong star, the world's top-rated sprinter, Ka Ying Rising, before a sellout crowd. They're looking at ways to expand capacity for next year's the Everest at Royal Randwick.
Well, let's come back to Los Al. Tell us about the Azure 3 handicap tonight.
It's a nifty little 220-yard stakes race for three-year-olds and up. Really intriguing affair with a couple of newcomers drawn opposite ends of the capacity 10-horse starting gate. Number 1, OJD Jessabug, hails from Wyoming, where he is 11 for 11. Makes his California debut and is a rocket ship out of the gate on a consistent basis, but more in the 300 to 400-yard range. And out there in gate 10, first-time starter in California for new trainer Paul Jones, a horse called Heaven's Uncle. Both these horses are three-year-olds. Heaven's Uncle comes from Oklahoma. He's 6 for 11. He was a grade 2 winner at 300 yards, 3 starts back. And he, too, is consistently the first out of the gate. Now, they will be up against a pair of flying machines for local trainer Elena Andrade, Jessica Cruz, number 2, and Butter Holmes and Garden, number 4. They are wickedly fast. Jessica Cruz, a previous winner of this race last year. Butter Holmes and Garden, a last start winner at 110 yards. Both of those mares are very versatile and in great form. And then you throw in the marvel, the 8-year-old Cattail Cove, winner of this race in 2022, 3 years ago, who is racing in tremendous form for Juan Alaman in the twilight of his career. And it is an absolutely fascinating race, the stakes race, the last of 10 tonight.
John Lindo, we have 2 minutes to find out about the Halloween Carnival tonight and get a post time and pick, so jump on in, John Lindo.
Well, before your pick, Michael, we need to know about that Halloween contest. It's one of the most popular promotions at Los Alamitos on track.
Yes, we're celebrating Halloween tonight at Los Alamitos with a carnival that annually draws a huge crowd, a lot of fun for the kids, plenty of games, the costume contest. For a variety of age groups, always draw a long line of entrants. A lot of fun for the whole family. Admission is $3. Kids 17 and under are admitted free, and all the fun begins at 6 p.m. tonight.
And a radio play.
First post is 6:10. The 8th race is a 300-yard allowance for three-year-olds. Number 6, Cyber Force, by that regal breeding line, favorite cartel out of Remember Me Rose, is a three-year-old coming off a layoff for new trainer Paul Jones. He hasn't raced since March, but I did like the look of his bullet gate work in mid-September. I like Eduardo Nicasio. I like the post position. And Cyber Force, I think, 3-1 in race 8 is worth a play. I think he's sitting on a good comeback race.
Very good, Michael. Well, enjoy the Halloween Carnival. Enjoy the racing. We'll be tuned in, and we will check with you again next Saturday.
Good on you, mate. And Orlando will expand tomorrow on four outstanding trails to the Super Derby comprising the late pick four tomorrow night. Great weekend to close out.
Yeah, very good. We'll look forward to that, Michael. Thank you. And we'll have Orlando on with Mike Willman tomorrow from 8 to 10. And, of course, stay tuned here for Andy Harris. He's going to be coming live from the studio today instead of Louisiana, so he's back on his home turf. Absolutely great job by Elise today. We overcame some tough conditions, and she did it well. John Lindo, thank you for co-hosting and putting everything together. Let's all cash some tickets today. Let's have a great day of racing. We're 2 weeks in front of Breeders' Cup, so catch us again next week. We will talk to you then. Thanks for listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I'm making Valentine, because on the morning line, the guy's got him.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Get your group tickets today and experience the excitement of 2026 Angels baseball with your group of 20 or more. Tickets start at just $7 per seat when you visit angels.com/groups. Call 714-4-ANGELS or visit angels.com today.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.